This is a Bikias recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Vav Amid Beis. Now, on the bottom of Vav Amid Aleph, by way of a tangent in the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which carbon you should spend more money on, the carbon Olas Re'iyah or the Shalmi Chagiga, so Abaye pointed out that there are three Deos in Tanoim who hold that the korban that the Jewish people brought prior to Matan Torah, which is discussed at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, that was a korban ola. They both agree that it was a korban ola. Just Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shmuel, they all hold that that particular korban was an ola sri'iyah. Whereas Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosef Lili, they hold that it was not that it was the korban tamid, not an ola sri'iyah. So korban yachid versus korban sibor, etc. And we went through the first opinion, which Beis Shammai we did already, and then we did Rabbi Shmuel, going over to Vav Amid Beis, who we tried to show that he holds as well, that was clearly an Oles Re'iyah. Now we're six lines into Vav Amid Beis, and the last words on the line are Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara picking it up from there, Rabbi Elazar, how do we know Shitas Rabbi Elazar, Ditanya, because we have the following Braisa. Oles Tamid Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, so we have, this is already in Parshas Pinchas, right before they start discussing all of the different carbon musafin. So we first start off discussing the carbon tamid. Rabbi Elazar Omer Ma'aseh Nemru V'sina. He says, where were we told how to bring the carbon tamid? At Har Sinai. V'hi Atzma Lo Kreva. But we didn't actually bring the carbon tamid at the time. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, Kreva, it was brought, Vishuv Lo Pascha, and then we never stopped, meaning we started bringing it at Har Sinai, and we didn't stop, and we continued bringing the Karban Tamid throughout Jewish history until finally we weren't able to anymore. Elamani Makayim, so what do we fulfill when we quote the Psukim? This is already in the Navi and Amos. What do I fulfill when the Pasuk says, Hazvach Lamincha Hagashasam Liba Mid, Higashnam Liba Midbar Abayim Shana, Beis Yisrael? So it says, this is asked as a rhetorical question. So he says, did you bring korbanos for 40 years in the desert? So shifter shalevi shalav dovodazar haini krivosa. So he says, yeah, who brought them? That was Shevet Levi who brought the korbanos because they never worshipped dovodazar. Okay, so this was the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Elazar, they did not bring the carbon tamid until later. And Rabbi Akiva says they did bring the carbon tamid the whole time. And you can deal with the pasuk in Amos says that it was referring to Shevet Levi. Fine. So now those were two days in the Tanaim. So now we want to get to those who held that it was a carbon, it was the carbon tamid. So Beis Hillel, what is the sheet of Beis Hillel? Hadam, we already said it in the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel earlier on Dav Vav Amid Aleph. Rabbi Akiva, Nami Hadam. So we just quoted the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who said that we were bringing the carbon tamid throughout, and we started bringing it right before the Aseres Adibros. Rabbi Yosei Aglili, what is the last opinion on our list? How do we know the sheet of Rabbi Yosei Aglili? What is that source? The Tanya, we have the following Bryce, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Omer, Shalosh Mitzvot and Stavi Yisrael, Ba'alosam Lerega. When the Jews do Aliyah Lerega, they are chayev in three mitzvot, Re'iyah, Chagiga, V'simcha. So they have to go and bring the carbon Olas Re'iyah, they have to bring the carbon Chagiga, and they're also chayev in Simchas Yom Tov, which is consuming the carbon Shlamim that we bring for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. Yesh Re'iyah She'in V'shteyen, Yesh V'chagiga She'in V'shteyen, Yesh V'simcha She'in V'shteyen, and each one has a unique aspect to it that doesn't apply to the other two korbanos. How so? Yesh Re'iyah She'in V'shteyen, She'Re'iyah Ola Kula L'Gavoah, Mashen Kein V'shteyen, right? So the carbon Ola Sri'iyah is obviously a carbon Ola, and that has something unique that it gets burned entirely on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the other korbanos, which are consumed by a number of parties. Yesh b'chagiga mashein b'shtein. So what is unique about the korban chagiga? Shahag chagiga yeshna lifnei hadibur, right? Mashein b'shtein. Because the korban chagiga was actually offered prior to the Aseres HaDibros being told to us, which is different than the other two, meaning what he's saying is there was no korban olas re'iyah before Matan Torah, and therefore, he's obviously saying that wasn't a carbon carbon olas re'iyah, that must have been, and I'm sorry, that wasn't the carbon, yeah, that wasn't a carbon olas re'iyah, it must have been the carbon tamid. And then just to finish off his statement, yesh b'simcha ma'shem b'shtein, what is unique about the carbon simcha? Sha'simcha no hages ba'anashim uvenashim ma'she'in b'shtein. Because carbon, the shalmei simcha, simchas yantif, is shaykh to both men and women who are obligated in it, as opposed to the olas re'iyah and the carbon chagiga, which is only shaykh to men. So, fine. So this is another raya. This is not a raya, but this is the source that he holds that the carbon that they brought in the midbar prior to Matan Torah must have been the carbon tamid and not an olas re'iyah. Okay. V'Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Yishmael, my time, Kamuk Mislei Kevei Shammai. So why do we assume that he is holding like Beis Shammai? Generally speaking, we don't want to align different shitas with Beis Shammai. So Isal Gadai Tefola Shekuv Yisrael Bamidra Olas Tamid Havi. Because if you think that the korban that they brought in the desert prior to the Aseres Dibros was a korban tamid against Beis Shammai, Mi Ika Midin Mei Kara Loboy Hefshet Mini Tuach Ulvesof Boy Hefshet Mini Tuach. What could there be such a thing that they didn't do hefshet and nituach? They didn't skin the korban and cut it into pieces before they burned it on the mizbeach, and then later on they became chayiv in doing so. So you see that Rabbi Shmuel, who says they didn't know all the details of the halachas of how to bring the korban yet because they hadn't been given those details. So he can't claim that they did hefshet and nituach because they weren't obligated in that part of bringing the carbon at that point. And clearly they were not primed to get involved with the carbon process at that point. And it can't be that what they brought was the carbon tamid, because we know, as we were commanded later on, that the carbon tamid has a chiyuv of hefshet and nituach. So it must be that he holds like Beis Shammai that it was an olas re'iyah. Aye, so ask the Gemara, v'ha, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, the Amar, Ola Shekrivi Yisrael, Bamidbar, Olas Tamid, Have. So Rabbi Yossi, Aglili says, black on white, it was an Olas Tamid, and Meikara, lo boy, hefshet b'ni tuach, uvesof boy, hefshet b'ni tuach. And we know that he also holds that even though originally it did not need hefshet b'ni tuach, because they didn't have those halachas yet, or they weren't obligated in them, and then later on it did need hefshet b'ni tuach, because the Torah was mechayavas. The Tanya, and how do we know that he actually holds this way? Because we have the following brisa: so Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Ola Shekriv Yisrael Bamidbar Eina Tu'una Hefshet B'ni Tuach L'Vishen Hefshet B'ni Tuach Ela Me'ol Moed Ve'elach. So he says, black on white, that in the brisa, that the carbon ola that they brought as a carbon tamid did not need hefshet and nituach, because that was only commanded once Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Mishkan, but not prior to that, meaning prior to the building of the Mishkan and Hashem speaking to Moshe and giving him the specific instructions about the carbon tamid. Before that, it didn't need hefshet and nituach. So it doesn't prove that the fact that Rabbi Shmuel holds that halacha had not yet been given just could mean that he aligns with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, not that he aligns with Beis Shammai, because you could just say that, yeah, they brought a korban olas tamid, it just didn't need hefshet b'ni tuach at the time, and later on it did. So that is the kasha of why would Abaye assume that Rabbi Shmuel is dafka aligned with Beis Shammai on this one, just because he doesn't think that they had the halachas of hefshet b'ni tuach at that point. So, Sami Mikan, Rabbi Yishmael. So he says, you have a valid point. You have to cross off Rabbi Yishmael's shita. He does not hold like Beis Shammai. Okay. So now we only have two deis hold like Beis Shammai and four deis hold, including Beis Shammai, and then you have four opinions on the Beis Hillel side. Ba'i Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had the following shaila. Haikra hechiksiv. So how is this pasuk written? Meaning, how are you supposed to understand the pasuk? So the simple reading of the pasuk is that they sent the Na'arim of Bnei Yisrael, and they brought carbon olos, which were kvasim, meaning the carbon olo was a sheep, and they brought a carbonos shlamim tashem, which were parim, meaning which were oxen or bulls. So basically, do we read it the way it's written? O dilma, idi v'idi, parim havu. Right? Or maybe the word parim is modifying both types of carbonos, the carbonola and the carbon shlamim, and that's how you're supposed to read it, that they brought both types of animals for the ola and the shlamim. So lamai nafkamina. Okay, so that's a I don't know. It's in Tanakh class. We'll try to figure that out. But this is Gemara class. Why do we care how you're supposed to read the Pasuk in terms of what they brought? So that's the Marzutra says, I'll tell you why we care. The Pisuk Ta'amim. You have to know how to read the truck. You have to know if you're going to put the punctuation where should you, when you're leaning from the Torah. So how do you read the Pasuk properly? Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, Amar Rav Acha Brei D'Rava says, not lo, Omer Harei Alai Ola Ke'Ola Shehi Krivu Yisrael Bamidbar. He says, a different nafkamina, which is not much of a nafkamina for real, but it's basically if the guy says, I want to be Makabel Torah upon myself. So I want to bring the same types of karbanos like the Jewish people brought in the Midbar. So you have to know what to do. So my Parim Havu, Krasim Havu. So were they Parim or Krasim? So Teku. So we have no idea. We don't know how to paskin that Shaila. So we say it remains standing. It's not awesome. We learned in a Mishnah over there, in the Mishnah Mesechus Pei Eil Dvarim She'in Lahem.